we are here tonight. It's been a long time. Good to see you, Pastor. All right, let's get started with number 685 in our hymn books. Just to stretch our legs a bit, if you're able to stand, why not do that?
Planned it for it to be this way tonight, and so I feel pick someone else if we don't have one necessarily.
Not right now.
Okay. Jim?
Three.
In the hymnbook? Okay. Number three in the hymnbook. Good song. Praise the Savior, ye who know it.
Here's
three in one alone book. Brethren, we have met to worship.
Oh.
singing 779B.
Oh.
to the rock that is higher than I am.
It is just a blessing beyond comprehension when you're in a condition that your pastor is in to realize how good it is to know that people are praying for you when you're in pain that you really can't sometimes it just doesn't seem like I can endure it anymore, but I do. I get through it. And I would say that your prayers must be helping. So please do not give up praying. I think that that is the main thing we got right now. Not doctors, not hospitals. The main thing we got is the Lord praying for us. So I thank you all for all your prayers and concerns. Some of you even concerned even to trying to help me by advising certain things to do, and I take all that advice, and I act upon most of it. And I wonder if maybe those are the things that have kept me alive for going on 12 years. So you just keep on praying for your preacher that he will get back here in the pulpit soon. But I will tell you, I'm not ready, even though well, it sounds like you're pretty good right now, but I'm not ready to be able to stand up there. I kind of have my leg in a good position right now that I'm not feeling too much pain. I usually feel the pain 24 hours a day. Every once in a while, I get a sweet spot where I can fit myself, and I call it a sweet spot because I don't feel a whole lot of pain when I'm in that position. And when I find that spot, I try and stay there as long as I can. So that's why I'm staying right here in this position until it's over. And so I pray that the preacher doesn't preach too long. And no, he can go ahead and preach whatever God's put on his heart. And I think it's been a blessing to have Matt, especially the several times we've had him here. I've been listening to them, and they're all good messages. And so I hope that all of you are taking the messages being preached and really putting it into your life. All right, I think that's all the announcements. We have a love offering going for Matt Renzi. Am I correct on that, Jim?
Yes.
All right, and so let's give liberally towards that. I think it's been good the way you guys have been taking care of the preachers coming in, and the love offerings have been just wonderful. I don't know where all the money's coming from. If I knew that before, I'd have been grabbing. No. But no, you've all been doing really great. I just can't but be so happy about it. And so, you know, keep on whatever you can do in that regard. All right. I think that's about everything. Did I get everything, honey? Anything else that I might be missing there? Okay. I'll also be praying for Kelly at any day now. You never know what might be happening there with the baby coming along. So pray for who? Pray for her. Also, yes, here's a brand new one, and I got pictures for you. Remember May and June from Philippines? They're located out in California right now. The baby was born, and it's a boy, all right? And they named it Johan, J-O-H-A-N. He was 21 inches long and 7 pounds, 14 ounces on September 7th. And they said, "Pastor, would you tell all the people there we said hello?" And so there you go. You got it. But I'll show you. I have the pictures on my phone. And I think Donna might have them on her phone. No. Okay, they're just on mine. So you can see them. And you can see May and June as well. They're doing well. They hope to get back here sometime and see us. So that's a wonderful thing. Many of you have been praying for them. They're on our prayer list and everything. So it's a wonderful thing that they've been wanting a baby and for the longest time. And so God's blessed them with that. All right. I think that's it. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay. We'll certainly do whatever you would like, Pastor, but we had originally scheduled to sing a bunch, and then Brother Renzi said he would do a small challenge of only a few minutes. That's what he said he was going to do. So we can sing a little more, and that's fine if that's what you'd like. All right. We'll go. Yes, Brother Dave. Sorry. 784, hymn book. 784. It wouldn't be a miracle if you did. creation shows the power of God. There's glory all around, and those who see must stand in awe, for miracles abound. I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous the change in one, redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way. Yes, Richard.
396.
396.
Church this afternoon, there was one person
Thank you.
818 in the hymn book. 818. Great is thy faithfulness. After this, I have a couple songs that I'd like to sing that I know are pastor's favorites, and then after that, Brother Renzi will speak.
Sing it with you. 794, His Eye is on the Sparrow.
want to sing your brother's song then?
Yeah, was it 216?
Can we see Chris?
Okay,
is that the other one?
I don't know. I believe that's correct. If I don't remember correctly.
I thought you said the other two songs.
I do. And there's another one, but who gets that? You know, we got time.
Okay.
Of his dear face,
stop and let Brother Renzi speak. Maybe we can do a couple songs at the end, the one Marge wanted, and then another one that we know is one of Pastor's favorites. So we'll see how that goes.
I love singing, though. I love singing. We would do this often in many churches I was in. We'd just take a Sunday night and just sing some great hymns. Amen. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Tonight, if you have a Bible, I'm going to do a short message tonight. Amen. And the book of Philippians, if you would, tonight. I want to just, in fact, I'm going to share a message I really haven't developed yet fully, so that's why I'm going to shorten it anyway, amen. But once I develop it, it'll be a three-part series, I'm sure, right? Book of Philippians, if you would, please. Tonight, I just want to give us a very short challenge, and this is a great book, but I want to just pull something out of the book, if you will, and I want to just give you this thought tonight. I want to talk about two things every believer is encouraged to do. The book of Philippians, out of the book, there's two things that every saved person is encouraged to do. And that's what I want to share tonight. And number one, I want you to just, if you take notes, jot it down. If not, number one, one of the things that this book encourages every believer to do is live for Jesus. I mean, just plain and simple. Live for Jesus. We're going to pick the song tonight, Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do. Amen. Look with, if you would, with me in Philippians chapter 1. Look at verse number 21. We'll use Paul's testimony as an encouragement for you and I. He said, for to me, to live is Christ. And to live is Christ. Paul the apostle said, to me, to live is Christ. In other words, he said, if I'm going to live my life, I'm going to live it for Jesus. I heard somebody who heard somebody preach a message and said, you know, that's what Paul said. For me to live is to live for Christ. And so you have to decide that for yourself. Amen. I have to be able to say, for me, for Brother Matt Renzi, I have to determine to live my life for the Lord. Amen. He needs to be our purpose for living. And by the way, I think that in the book itself, two of the things that are really expressed on living for Jesus involves this. Look at chapter 2, verse number 5. If we're going to live for Jesus, I think chapter 2, verse 5 says we need to live like Jesus. Amen? Pretty simple. Hey, live for Jesus. What does that mean? That means live like him. Look at chapter 2, verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, you cannot live like somebody until you first think like somebody. Amen. And Paul the apostle's encouraging the church, especially perhaps some individuals who may have a hard time getting along. Hey, listen, the way you're going to get along, think like Jesus. Get the mind of Christ, amen? He is not only our purpose for living, if you will, but he's our pattern for living, amen? We need to live like him. In fact, you and I that are saved are predestined, according to Romans 8:29, to be conformed to the image of his dear son. That's exactly what God's trying to do in our lives, amen? He takes us as we are, but he works in our hearts and works in our lives to make us more like Jesus. In Galatians 4:19, Paul said to the Galatians, he said, listen, I am travailing in birth again for you. You see, the first time he travailed, it was that they might get saved, and now he's travailing to work with them until Christ be formed in you, amen? And that's exactly what the preacher's been doing for years now. He's trying to use the word of God to help all of us to be more like Jesus. In fact, in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 6, it says that if you are a believer, if you will, then you ought to walk as he walked, amen? I remember that song, you know, I walk today where Jesus walked. And I think it's about somebody singing about walking in Jerusalem, amen? And I think I mentioned it here before, but, you know, if you have enough money, you can walk where Jesus walked pretty easily. But to walk like Jesus walked, you don't have to go to Jerusalem. You actually have to live where you are, but you have to live like him. And it's a lot more expensive, amen? It costs a lot more, doesn't it, to live like him, amen? In fact, this, in John 13, verse number 15, me and Brother Bill were talking today about Peter getting his feet washed by Jesus, and he kind of got upset, and Jesus said, oh, what I do, you know not now, but you'll know hereafter. And in John 13, 15, he said, look, you've seen what I've done. I'm the Lord, I'm the master. And I served you. I have given you an example, he said, that you should do as I have done. Humbly serve one another. Amen. And so we ought to live like Jesus, and we ought to live, if we're going to live for Jesus, we need to live like Jesus, if you will. But not only is living for Jesus a matter of living like Jesus, but let me give you this thought. Living for Jesus is a matter of living by Jesus or through Jesus. Look at the very same book, Philippians chapter number 4. Look at verse number 15. He's our purpose for living. He's our pattern for living. And in this particular text, listen, he's our power for living. I cannot live like Jesus, I promise you, unless I live by his strength and by his power. Amen. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse number 13. I can do all things, which is say, through Christ, which strengthens me. Living for Jesus, living like Jesus, it's going to take him for me to do that. I have to draw on his strength. I have to draw on his power to be able to live like him. Amen. I promise you, I can't live like him in the power of my flesh. Amen. It's going to have to be through him. In fact, Ephesians 6 tells me, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In fact, John 15, 4 and 5 says, hey, listen, without me, you can do nothing. In fact, in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 9, it says to the effect that God sent his son into this world, get this, that we might live through him. I'm so glad that I don't have to muster up my own strength to live for the Lord or even live like the Lord. What I have to do is humbly acknowledge in and of myself, Lord, I'm too weak to live the way you want me to live. Lord, please give me the strength that I need. And I believe that when we are weak like that, we are strong. I love Isaiah chapter 40, I believe it is. He giveth strength to them that have no might. Amen. He increaseth power, if you will. And so in the book of Philippians, if you will, there's two things. Number one, there's an encouragement for every one of us that are saved. Live for Jesus, which means live like him, which means live by him. By the way, he lives, ever lives for you and I. Amen. And the whole purpose of him living right now is that we might connect with him to get through this life. Amen. No doubt about it. Then let me give you a second thought. Turn to Philippians chapter 3. Everything's in the book of Philippians. That's a wonderful thing too. Save us from a lot of turning. Amen. Can I get an amen on that one? The less we turn, the better it is. Amen. We don't want to burn too many calories. Our fingers will get real skinny and everything. I want you to look number two. Let me give you a second thought. This book encourages us. Number one, live for Jesus. But then number two, it encourages this. Look for Jesus. Look for Jesus. You see, Paul the Apostle in chapter 3, by the way, chapter 3 is a wonderful chapter. In verses 1 to 9, Paul gives his testimony of how he got saved. He thought that his religion was going to save him until he came to the realization that all he trusted was absolutely worthless. And he gave up everything he trusted and simply trusted Christ and Christ alone as his Savior. Amen. And after he got saved, his desire was to know him, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. Amen. By the way, you know what I read and thought one day? How can I live the resurrected Christian life? Do you know before you can have a resurrection, you got to have what?
Death.
Thank you. I cannot live for him until I die to me. Romans chapter 6. Amen. I want to see the resurrection. I just don't want to go through a cross in my own personal life. Amen. That was for free. I threw that one in there for nothing. Amen. But anyway, Paul the Apostle, he says, look, I got saved. I was trusting this, but now I'm trusting him. But then he talks about sanctification. He gets into the process of, look, I forget those things that are past. I reach forth. And you know, the sanctification process is a struggle in the Christian life. If you're not struggling, you're not battling, you're probably losing. Amen? But in the context of that sanctifying struggle, here's what he says is in verse 20 to 21. For our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven. From whence we also what? Look for the Savior. You know, one of the things that keep us living for him is if we keep looking for him.
Yes.
You stop looking for him. I think the chapter number 12 talks about the servant who thinks, you know, my Lord's delaying, is coming. What's he start to do? Starts to drink, starts to have problems with everybody else. You lose sight of his coming, and all of a sudden you start to fall apart.
Amen.
I believe it's his coming that keeps us going.
Right.
Amen? And so we need to look for him. Verse number 21, because he's going to come. And by the way, we call this the blessed hope. The blessed hope and the appearing of the glorious God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Verse number 21, who shall change our vile, humble bodies, if you will, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Looking for Jesus. By the way, I'll just throw this out there for free. In the book of Philippians, his coming is mentioned in every chapter. 1:6 and 10, 2:16, and then where we're at now, and then 4 verse number 5. Every chapter emphasizes his coming, his coming, his coming. Amen. It's important if we're going to live for him that we need to look for him. Listen, let me give you two thoughts. His coming is a motivation. 1 John chapter 3, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God? It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. The hope of his coming is what keeps us clean. Hey, you know, Paul said in Philippians, the book of Philippians, he said, I want to be found in him. But in Peter says something about being found of him. Being found in him has to do with our salvation. Being found of him has to do with our sanctification. We need to keep ourselves clean so we can be found of him spotless, is what it says. Amen? It's a motivation. His coming is a motivation. But not only that, his coming is a consolation. It's a comfort to know that as we struggle through this life, his coming is that blessed hope. That's our consolation. Amen? May I encourage you, as well as my own heart needs to be encouraged, let's live for him, but let's look for him. Amen? Because that'll help us to keep on keeping on. Amen? Brother. Amen. Told you I was going to be quick.
So. Amen.
On the back cover of the hymn book.
Of being in your house tonight. We're thankful for your word, for being able to praise your name through the song service as well. We pray that we would take to heart what your message was, that we would live for you, and that we would look for you. We pray that we would be found faithful in a day and an age when the world, our own flesh, and the devil are all against us. Give us safety as we travel home. And give us a good week until we're able to get together again as you tarry. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.